Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And, excuse me, this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're a passionate show that helps you take control of your genes so you can live the youngest life possible with the highest quality. At 17 or 18 after, we have the great Gary Ginsberg. Gary is the primary runner or manager of the website whatstoxic.com. Gary Ginsberg will talk to us, and we have four great topics coming up, the most important of which is how to make your water safer than you ever dreamed possible. Should you have tap water? I almost said tape water. Should you have tap water? How much of it should you have a day? Should you just drink bottled water? There are impurities. This all started with a question from one of his guests in his Gary Ginsberg mailbag. And that mailbag said, and the question said, my water company sent me a report showing there are 8 chemicals or impurities in my tap water, and that doesn't even include fluoride, which I know they add to the water. Shouldn't I just drink bottled water, was the question to Gary. We're going to answer that for you, as well as talk about the dangers of underwater mining. Despite the fact there's huge amounts of gold deposits there, Gary said there's some dangers you should know about before you attempt it. Is microwave popcorn a health food? The answer is maybe if you air pop it or pop it. That is, use popcorn without the microwave. But the microwave apparently sends a bunch of small particles that into the air, 500% increase in small particulate in your home air when you use microwave popcorn, even when it's cooked without the butter and without the other stuff. And that apparently is hazardous. So people are conflicted on microwave popcorn without the oil. With the oil, microwave popcorn is not a health food, but everyone that we've talked to loves air pop popcorn. So air pop popcorn, good. Now, on the other hand, Gary Ginsberg, Republican debate, is the science changing on vaccinations? Why did they all say spread it out? That is the two docs. Do they not know what they're talking about? We're not talking about on political issues. We're talking about medical ones. They're docs, right? Even though they're kind of retired docs. And Dr. G was on Dr. Oz. Is caffeine vaping a health risk? That is, if you put caffeinated water in your little old e-cigarette pipe, can you get the caffeine? And is that a health risk? Why does stomach illness go up after a heavy rainstorm? Should you avoid water? Should you avoid air? What should you avoid to avoid the stomach illness after a heavy rainstorm? And there's a treasure chest, as we said, of gold underwater. Should we dig it up? What's the hazards of underwater mining? Those are all Gary Ginsberg's questions. We're going to talk a little bit about the nutrigenic diet and what we mean by that, and the decline in the nutritional value of crops since 1900, and on lunch, longer lunch periods mean fuller students. Is that a good thing or not? Well, we'll come back in a few seconds to get to Gary Ginsberg, but right now let's talk about the data on crops since 1900. Now, this is a very interesting. People have always said, are the crops as good as they were in 1900? And the answer is, for 7 of 13 nutrients, the crops are the same. But the other 6 nutrients, there's a decrease, a substantial decrease, in the amount of certain vitamins and minerals, especially calcium, as well as some of the B vitamins in crops. And what is the evidence? From 1950 to 1999, 6 nutrients went down substantially: protein, calcium, potassium, iron, and vitamins B2 and C. but no change in seven others. So what do we assume? The message is eat more fruits and vegetables and you'll be okay. Remember, you want to eat 10 in a variety and eat a colorful variety. That is, eat the colors of the rainbow. Most of us don't do it, so I always say get a half of a multivitamin in the morning and a half of a multivitamin in the evening as an insurance policy against an inadequate diet. I hope you'll do that. What about honey? Is it as healthy or is it healthier than high fructose corn syrup or glucose? Well, randomized controlled trial from the U.S. Department of Agriculture looked at all of the landmarks of metabolic syndrome, all of the landmarks of diabetes and inflammation in your body, and had people given as their sugar either high fructose corn syrup or regular old glucose, that's regular old sugar, or honey. Turns out, no difference. Honey caused the same metabolic abnormalities as high fructose corn syrup and as regular sugar. All three sweeteners, honey, cane sugar, and high fructose corn syrup, increased lipids, increased your risk for type 2 diabetes, increased your risk of metabolic syndrome, increased your risk of heart disease. Just avoid all sugars. That's the basic message. More children getting drunk on hand sanitizers. This is a crazy thing. And I don't know whether it's just because the hand sanitizers are available to the kids or whether they're trying to get drunk. But it turns out that hand sanitizers, I didn't realize this, have 45 to 90%, 95% alcohol in them. So just a few swigs, you know, you have a hand sanitizer. I don't know what else is with them, but got to be something that isn't good. But you eat the hand, you drink the hand sanitizer, and you can get drunk, very drunk. And kids, just three squeezes, and they can get very, very drunk. So this is apparently it's a much bigger problem. There's been an increase in 450%. That to me is amazing. 450% in emergency room visits due to drunkenness from the kids getting hand sanitizers. I just opened the hand sanitizer right in front of me, and it has 62% alcohol. It's in that 45 to 99% range, and it doesn't say what else it has in here. Must say it someplace, right? Oh, it has glycerin, isopropyl myrcate, I don't know what that is, propylene glycol, which will kill you. Tocopheno acetate, got a whole bunch of words I can't even pronounce, and of course some fragrance, but 62% of it is alcohol, and that's what the kids are getting drunk on. But the propylene glycol, I assure you, is no good for you or your liver, so avoid that stuff. I suppose I would get a higher concentration of alcohol one if I had my choice, since alcohol usually in small amounts won't kill you. But remember, 17% of us, and that's what the UNITE program is on October 4th, 17% of us are addicted to either alcohol or drugs, and do those even despite consequences, social consequences. So we've got to talk about how you get to recovery and that we shouldn't keep this a secret. It isn't just derelicts who are doing it. It is everybody is at risk, because that's the genetic makeup of America, 17% risk or 18% risk of addiction. That's a big number. The other stories of the week that are really important we'll come back to after we talk to Gary Ginsberg, but I can't wait to talk to Gary Ginsberg about how to make my water drinking the safest possible. Stay tuned and you'll learn too. Thanks very much. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well and keep taking control of your genes.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy, younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
The all-important family meal. Dinner just got happier and healthier. Why? Because kids are begging for crunchy, out-of-this-world, yummy, healthy veggie fries. Yep. They're healthy because they're made with real vegetables. You can choose from broccoli or carrot, chickpea and red pepper, or kale and Tuscan bean, or choose all four. Veggie fries are gluten-free, a good source of fiber, and an excellent source of vitamin A, C, and K. Plus, they're very low in sodium. Veggie fries are a parent's dream for their family. Hey, and parents love them too. So if you want to hear more veggies, please, at your dinner table, look for them in the freezer section of your favorite supermarket or natural food store. For more about veggie fries, please go to eatveggiefries.com. Veggie fries.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents,
you should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends,
you have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is the favorite, my favorite part of you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, if you will, and that is Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not. Gary, you had a question in your mailbag on how to make their water drinking safer. That is, should they combine tap water with bottled water? Should they only have bottled water? Their water company, which I guess sends out a note every July, every one of us gets one from our normal water company, municipal one, that tells us all the stuff in our water, said it had 8 different chemicals in it. Should we all just go to bottled water?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, and it comes up often. Sometimes you hear reports in the news that people were sickened by a public water supply. I know there was concerns last summer about the algae bloom outside of Toledo, Ohio, and parts of your state, Mike, Ohio, had to go off public water because there was a problem with the system. But, you know, if we're talking about...
And we got it again this summer, by the way. It's throughout the lake.
Oh, I didn't know that. So have they, because of the microcystin, have they shut down your public water supplies?
They haven't shut it down, but there are huge amounts of the algae that creates this throughout the lake. It's not just at the water intakes now.
Okay, so that's one of the main points here, is that when you're on a public supply, at least there is an aggressive testing campaign. You see it once a year in your consumer confidence report in July, and I get every July or August I get calls or emails from people saying, what the heck is that doing in my water? And typically, you know, if you don't have an algae bloom, then you're not going to have the microcystin at least. But you may see things like chloroform or trihalomethanes. You may see things like arsenic in your water in these consumer confidence reports, but it'll show, if the arsenic is there, it'll show that the level is within acceptable limits. You may see some manganese in your water. And so the fact that you see trace levels of this or that in your water, some of it is just crustal. That's part of the Earth's geology. And, of course, water is going to dissolve some of these minerals into your drinking water. So especially water supplies that are based upon groundwater will have some of that in it. But all public supplies are, most public supplies are chlorinated, and you will get what we call chlorination disinfectant byproducts. That's what this particular emailer found in his water. And that is a simple matter. You don't have to buy a bottle of water. It's a simple matter of getting a carbon-based filter to absorb out those nasties out of your water supply. They were within limits, but, you know, sometimes the limits are set with a bit of uncertainty, and if it's something you're drinking a lot from your home tap, you're making soups with it, etc., good idea to get a carbon-based filter on that. You don't need anything fancy. You don't need five different cartridges in sequence or series. Just a carbon block filter will get rid of the basic ills that are in water. It won't get rid of fluoride, and people are mixed on fluoride. I know it's very good for dental health. So if you want to retain the fluoride benefit, a carbon block filter will not diminish that at all.
So carbon filters. Now, manganese, we need some of that as a trace amount for human life. Should we get some regular water, or is bottled water just, I was told some bottled water is just tap water put into a bottle. Yeah. What's the story on bottled water?
Bottled water can just be city tap water that has either been put through a filter to filter out maybe some of the chlorine compounds we just talked about to make sure it tastes a little bit purer than your tap water. So usually bottled water is a little bit better, I would say, than city tap water, but there's no guarantee of that because they really don't have to put it through a filter. And the water's sitting around in that plastic for all that time, and some of the phthalates and other chemicals from the plastic bottle can get into the water. So, you know, bottled water is no bargain as far as health, and it's not tested to the same frequency that your city tap water is. That's coming right out of your faucet. So the best thing to do when you go to that soccer game is to grab a stainless steel drinking water vessel that you fill up your tap, maybe put it in an ice bucket or a cooler pack, and take that with you to your tennis match or your soccer game, and don't buy the convenience bottled water, which then generates plastic waste.
And now you told me, I think it was you who told me, that each bottle of bottled water, the bottle itself takes over a gallon of water to produce.
Yeah, about four times the amount of water that you actually in the bottle so that it's very wasteful in terms of all the processing, rinsing, preparation just of the bottles to get them ready to filter, to take the water. So, no, very wasteful. And, not a good deal for the environment or your pocketbook. You know, it's pennies a day to run your tap water, whereas, you know, it's like $2 to buy a little thing of bottled water. Hey, you know, if I've had a few people drink bottled water than bottled soda, but if you can bring it from home, it's a win-win for yourself and the environment.
Now, let's go over some of the other things that you said are important in our medical history and that you got questions on, one of which is caffeine vaping. I guess that's putting caffeinated vapor in a e-cigarette. I don't know how right. You do it, but is caffeine vaping? Maybe it's vaping. Maybe it's hookah through caffeine water. How do you do caffeine vaping, and is it safe?
Well, I was just on Dr. Oz's show this week, and that was the topic I was talking about. So what they sell, it's like an e-cigarette. It's a cartridge that is a fake cigarette, and it has a battery that heats up the liquid and makes the caffeine a vapor, and then you inhale it. And Dr. Oz actually smoked it for about a half an hour to see what kind of physiological and brain effect it would have on him. And so the issue is not so much taking in caffeine, it's inhaling caffeine. And it's inhaling caffeine through an herb called guarana, which is from Brazilian beans. And it's also inhaling ginseng, which normally we ingest it orally. So we're normally ingesting caffeine orally. When you inhale ginseng, the concern is that it may cause asthma. There have been occupational asthma cases from people who work with the powdered ginseng and inhale the powdered ginseng, and it's going to actually be fairly allergenic when inhaled. So that's, you know, we're creating a new exposure medium for now, a trendy vaping device. Who knows? At the early days of energy drinks, we didn't know whether we were going to have a lot of hospital admissions because people were loading up on caffeine through energy drinks. And sure enough, we get thousands a year cases of overdoses from energy drinks. Now we're putting the same kind of ingredients into a fake cigarette. How much emergency room visits we're going to see from this stimulation of the brain and the lungs and the respiratory system by putting caffeine in your lungs. And, you know, these vaping gases are pretty irritating. Your lungs' reaction is to shut down a little bit, constrict, and not let the gases into the deep lung. Caffeine expands the airways, allowing these chemicals to go deeper into the lungs, not necessarily the way our lungs would want it to work. And so caffeine vaping, there's a lot of uncertainty. Dr. Oz tried it. He said that he got sort of an after effect mental stimulation from it. Not the best way.
Gary, can you stay for a few minutes in the next half hour?
Sure, yeah, I'll hold over.
Okay, so we'll come back to the subject of what the side effects are be, plus some more questions for Dr. Gary Ginsberg, vaccines and the Republican debate.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
WND.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
What does the word organic really mean?
So organic really means there's a lot of human labor put into the food that you're consuming. So it could mean there's no pesticides that are applied to seeds and to plants. There's no antibiotics or growth hormones, that are being used in animal products. And it also, in most cases, means that there's no GMO seed that's being used.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week.
What's GMO? What does non-GMO mean?
Okay, so GMO, this is a good one. So GMO stands for genetically modified organism. So the question is whether or not a seed or a plant has some genetically modified in it.
It's health delivered daily. Listen live every Monday through Friday at noon Eastern on RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio, or the free TuneIn Radio app.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish, and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen, and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. End treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer. But find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the passionate show that brings you information that lets you take control of your genes so you can live at the highest quality ever. We've held over Gary Ginsberg, my favorite section of the show, What's Toxic? What's Not, and whatstoxic.com is the website. Go to it for all kinds of wonderful information. But Gary now was talking about how to make your tap water as great or better than bottled water. And one of the statements he made was to use a carbon filter. And someone said, does that filter make water taste less good? My water doesn't taste good. And Gary, what's the answer to that?
Yeah, probably what your caller is referring to is the chlorine chemicals in public water supply tap water, which can give and this time of the year they might use a little bit more chlorine if bacteria are running high, just to make sure they kill off everything. Don't get me wrong, chlorine is a huge public health advance, but it may give a taste to the water that is unpleasant. The carbon filter will remove that, as well as get rid of some of the adverse effects, some of the concern and risk for these trace levels of chlorine chemicals in the water. So carbon filter will help your caller's taste for his tap water.
And we were talking about caffeine vaping, a health risk. What happened to Dr. Oz on the show? Did he get more excited, less excited? Did he get more energetic? He's got so much energy to begin with. It's hard to believe he could get more energetic.
That's the last thing he would need, I know. Now, he felt like while he was doing it, he was trying to think so hard. Is this affecting me? He was thinking about it. So I don't think it had the natural effect because he was so focused on it and he was on camera. But he said afterwards, the after effect, he was like on speed. He felt very speedy afterwards, and he was talking so fast nobody could understand him.
He already talks pretty fast. Okay, it actually explains. I talked to him Wednesday early evening, and he was still talking extremely fast. I was having trouble understanding him, and I said, it "Must be my." I said to him, "I'll call him back later because it must be my cell phone isn't getting good reception." But you've now explained it to.
Tell him to stop vaping.
You now explained it to me.
So Mike, I just wanted a real quick check-in on the debate the other night, the Republican debate. And you know, I guess the question is, has the science really changed on vaccinations? Is what Donald Trump and Ben Carson and even Rand Paul were saying. And, you know, there is sort of a political divide on this. Some anti-government people think that vaccinations are some kind of government conspiracy to try to take control of people's lives and freedom and take away our freedom. It's not. I just want to read, and I'm sure your listenership, who you know knows from you and knows public health a little bit more than the average person because they listen to your show, know that the science hasn't changed on vaccinations. There are, and the Disneyland measles outbreak has pointed out how important vaccinations is. And so what Donald Trump was saying, you know, these babies are getting injections that are only fit for horses, you know, that's ridiculous. We don't want to see people be swayed by that soundbite debate over the vaccinations issue. It does not cause autism. That's been proven. And there's no proven harmful effects of vaccinations on kids. It's a real strong public health benefit. So I don't want people. And the other part of that is, sure, we don't want government intervention too much, but there's so many things like the drinking water that we talked about that is government activity, whether it's wearing seatbelts, vaccinations, preventive measures. You know, it's government that has requires the warning labels on cigarettes and increases the taxes on cigarettes so that people smoke less cigarettes. There's a lot of positive things that government do that some anti-government people would say is not such a good thing. But in the area of public health and the environment, if we didn't have government intervention, we might look like China right here.
And so that's a very good thing that there is government intervention, and especially on some of the environmental stuff. I totally agree. And vaccinations, these guys are out in left field. These are physicians. They should do better. You can spread the vaccinations out, but there's no reason to. And in fact, the thought is that the more you spread it out, the more the kid fears going to the physician, because every time they go to the physician, they get another shot instead of getting them all in a relatively shorter period of time. Let's now talk about stomach illness. It goes up after a heavy rainstorm. Why does that occur?
Yes, statistically, there's more gastrointestinal disorders that are seen by doctors and emergency rooms, and that's because of something called combined sewer overflow. So in something like 800 major cities and towns across this country, there are combined sewers, which means that there's one pipe leading from your street that takes both the sewage from people flushing toilets and the storm runoff through one pipe to a treatment plant, and then it gets treated at that plant and dumped into a river. Well, in a big storm, there's so much volume that the treatment plant can't handle it all, and a lot of the bacteria gets washed through into the river. And if there is a drinking water intake on that river, for example, Philadelphia drinks the Schuylkill River. There are times when New York City might tap into the Hudson River. If there's a, right after a big storm, there may be higher bacterial counts in those receiving waters, which could then be brought into the drinking water supply. And so stomach illness goes up. And again, that's where government, through its testing and through its requirements that we have to update these antiquated combined sewers, that's where, you know, government is, you know, trying to do the right thing and stop the spread of gastro after big storms. It's the same thing. Why do they shut down the oyster beds and the shellfish beds? Shellfish fishermen know after a big rainstorm, they can't go out to their shellfish beds and harvest. They have to wait a few days because the bacterial counts in the bay are higher from the sewage overflows that come into the system. And sometimes drinking water could be affected as well. So I thought that's a fascinating story. You can't filter out, but what you want to have done in your area is get rid of combined sewers and update systems so that this stops happening. That's more of, you know, like a 5 or 10 year plan, but that will help public health.
Now, I should tell you that we did the story last week on norovirus being harbored in oysters and that you should never eat raw oysters, maybe never eat any raw seafood, especially shellfish, as they seem to harbor a lot of the viruses that give humans disease. And that was especially true. There's a story about noroviruses. A reservoir is in oysters. Gary, one more especially important question on should we dig up, what should we be doing with underwater mining? As you point out, there's a gold mine of gold underwater. What do we do about it?
Well, the easier to get minerals were on land, copper and gold and all sorts of other minerals. Now we're looking at undersea because that's where you get higher percentages, more bang for your buck from digging things up. But it may do a lot of damage to the seabed. And our oceans are already somewhat fragile, whether you're talking about climate change, whether you're talking about overfishing, whether you're talking about fish farms. It all has an effect on the ability of these oceans to feed us in the future. Now we're talking about ripping up parts of the seabed so we can mine it. So it's a major issue going forward. I don't think it's a good idea, but it's going to be happening.
Thanks very much, Gary Ginsberg. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well and come right back.
I'm here to tell you that Shelton's chickens and turkeys don't do drugs. Now, what does that mean? They're raised without the use of antibiotics or artificial growth stimulants. They're even allowed to walk around in the open space and sunshine, free to scratch at the ground and peck away at whatever takes their fancy. All of Shelton's natural poultry products are made with the finest natural ingredients available. They use no preservatives, flavor enhancers, modified starches, animal protein, or any artificial ingredients. In fact, their ingredient list reads more like home recipes instead of chemistry textbooks. From premium whole turkeys and chickens to chicken breasts and thighs, ground turkey, uncured chicken, Frank's canned chicken and chili, turkey burgers and meatballs, and the absolute best turkey jerky and sticks on the planet, Shelton's is your go-to poultry brand. If you want certified organic, you can have that too. Look for the Shelton's brand in your natural markets, or to search for one near you, go to Shelton's.com. Shelton's premium poultry is so good, your family will taste the healthy difference.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest, from technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, If you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
It's illegal and dangerous for teens to drink any alcohol and then drive. Still, 1 in 10 high school teens drank and got behind the wheel of a car in 2011. If you're a parent, be aware that when teens drink, it's usually to get drunk. Teenagers can't legally buy alcohol, but many get it from their homes or the homes of their friends. Drinking and driving is never okay. Make sure your teenager has a safe way to get home in case they're out with a teen driver who's been drinking. Put this in a parent-teen driving agreement, which should also include wearing a seatbelt and following their state's graduated driver licensing laws every time they're behind the wheel. Find a sample at www.cdc.gov/parents-are-the-key. Parents really are the key to safe teen driving. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a passionate show that helps you take control of your genes so that you can live the youngest you possible. I almost said the wrong word there, which is common today. I hope that you're enjoying the show. I am, because I'm learning so much from Gary Ginsberg. And did learn so much from. Let me recoup where we've been, as well as give you some tips of the week. We promise you tips of the week every week, and we couldn't get them in the first segment, so I'm going to give you, I hope to give you, to this second segment. What did we talk about? We talked about the most important story of the week, which was adding olive oil to whatever you're cooking in place of whatever other fat you have, decrease in cancer, decrease in cardiovascular disease. Decrease in cardiovascular disease, 30% decrease in heart attacks and strokes. If you do that, maybe even more if you go to oil-free. That's what Dr. Esselstyn says, but I don't know about that. I do know that olive oil compared to standard oils, 30% decrease in the randomized controlled trial, same as you get with nuts. We don't know whether nuts and olive oil are better than just the olive oil alone. The nuts they used were walnuts. Half of the nuts were walnuts, a quarter of the nuts were hazelnuts, a quarter of the nuts were almonds. So those nuts we know. And a 62%, remarkable, 62% decrease in breast cancer. What's found for breast cancer, usually for prostate cancer. So I expect to see that data out soon from olive oil, and a 38% decrease with the nuts. Really remarkable data. So that's the most important story of the week. The second big story, there are 22 million more people have insurance since Obamacare than beforehand. That's remarkable how America is moving towards a insured country. And you can say, well, it's costing us an awful lot. Yeah, it is, but it's good things from that standpoint, but not from cost. We've got to get people personally responsible so they do healthy things for themselves. Otherwise, we will get much more in debt and have a greater income inequality. What's the income inequality about? Every penny of productivity increase since 1997 has been spent on medical costs or medical insurance. The income inequality is a direct result of our not doing those behaviors that normalize our waist for height, that keep us free of tobacco, that keep our blood sugar normal, that keep our blood LDL cholesterol normal, and that help us to eat a Mediterranean diet. We talked about gluten-free diet has no benefit in children with autism, and one-third of kids are still eating fast food. Whether that's good, I don't think it's good, but at least we aren't continuing to go up. Is there a decline in the nutritional value of crops? Yep. It is 6 of the 13 nutrients had major decreases since 1950. We need to have a multivitamin, half of a multivitamin in the morning, half in the evening, as an insurance policy against a improper diet. That may be why autism rates are increasing, that we're getting less of the nutrients, especially, and that also is associated with autism increases if you have a child in under a year compared to your prior child, maybe because the female is not getting the nutrient reestablished that she needs for the child. Addiction in the USA is a silent epidemic. More children are getting drunk on hand sanitizer, but we've got to bring it out. Unite, go to Unite for Addiction, if you will. Unite, if you will, October 4th, 2015 in the nation's capital. The flu vaccine manufacturers got it right this year. That's right. It is the right things, and if you get the flu vaccine 10 years in a row, you decrease heart attacks and strokes by 25% and death from all causes over a 10-year period by 50%. Really remarkable data. Get your flu shot. This is the month to think about it. Why Cuban medicine makes a difference? They're developing a lot of vaccines and low-cost ways of treating. They don't have much different life expectancy. They have, in fact, better infant mortality rates than we do. Why? I don't know. We've got to study it and remember, write your congressman and senator to decrease the embargo with Cuba. That was the advice of Mark Resnick, who is the lead in the U.S.-Cuban, if you will, sharing of medical information. He says we need to be able to import drugs from Cuba, and they need drugs from here. Dr. G's mailbag, he talked about getting your drinking water just as safe by, in fact, using a carbon filter on it. We didn't get, we got a lot of questions about the microtoxin in Lake Erie's water, and that it is at a low level. The good news is this microtoxin looks like it is filtered out by the carbon filter as well. Caffeine vaporing a health risk? Yeah, ask Dr. Oz. You can go back and look at the Wednesday show and see that. Republican debate, has the science changed on vaccinations? No, those docs, maybe they know as little about medicine as they know about, if you will, foreign affairs. But Donald Trump, Ron Paul, and Ben Carson, there's just no data that vaccines cause autism and no data that there's a safer vaccine schedule than we now use. Please, let's bring science. If you're a doc, at least know something about science. Why does stomach illness go up after a heavy rainstorm? Because we're dumping the excess. When a heavy rainstorm occurs, we dump excess not into our recycling system and purifying water system, but we dump it before it's purified into the lakes, and that means there's a heavy increase in bacteria in the lakes. And as Gary says, there's a treasure chest of gold underwater, but we shouldn't do it. It's too hazardous. Microwave popcorn may be a hazard to your health, even when it is done without oil. But air pop popcorn, every one of our experts said it was great. Major issue I want to bring up again is go to extra virgin olive oil. Don't get it from Italy. Looks like there's too much contamination with African vegetable oils in Italy. But in Spain, the extra virgin olive oil is extra virgin. And in California, the extra virgin olive oil is really extra virgin. That's where to get it from. So those are the key issues we've discussed today. Thanks very much for listening. You can always email us questions at udocs@gmail.com. If you want to hear what's on the radio show, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Mike Roizen, or on LinkedIn at Dr. Mike Roizen, or you can email us at udocs@gmail.com and say subscribe, and we'll send you the
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick, and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.
Every 39 seconds, an adult dies from a heart attack, stroke, or related disease. These conditions claim the lives of more than 800,000 adults each year and are largely preventable. Two leading risks for heart disease and stroke are high blood pressure and high cholesterol, serious conditions that often have no symptoms. 68 million adults have high blood pressure and 71 million have high cholesterol. Here's what you can do to reduce your risk. Take your prescription medications to control blood pressure or cholesterol. Eat a healthy diet that's low in salt, fat, and cholesterol, and full of fresh fruits and vegetables. Take a brisk 10-minute walk, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Don't smoke. If you do, quit now. While you've been listening, one person has died from heart disease or stroke. You don't have to be next. Learn more about how to keep your heart healthy at www.cdc.gov/heartdisease.
For more than 45 years.